Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos, all thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And hope and love, where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio, your dose of radio rehab, strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know, we all need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Miraculously?
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah, I figured you would be. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And look at here. Look who shows up today. You know, we threaten to talk about A Course in Miracles, and we should have known that Gary Thiemann was going to come to the door.
How could I miss out on that?
50 years, Gary. Can you believe? We're celebrating today. All kidding aside, we are celebrating A Course in Miracles. And some people that are listening to us right now are saying, "What is that?" Well, hang on. We're going to talk about it. But 50 years ago, A Course in Miracles came onto the scene, and wow, you know.
And here we go.
And here we go. You know, it's interesting. You and I paralleled finding it, and we compared stories later on. I think we did a lot of the same thing. We both found it at Keep Coming Back bookstore, Rachel's bookstore.
Absolutely.
Back in the day. And we both knew we had something. And but I don't know about you, but I took mine home. I couldn't wait to get into it, and I read the first page and put it on a shelf for, I don't know, maybe
I may have gotten through years. Like 10 pages, but it was very much the same thing, that I was not making heads or tails of it and put it on the shelf for probably over 10 years.
But when you're ready,
yes,
man, it can be impactful, and it can be a change enhancing. And Lauren, you've got a story. You've got some stories to tell.
Yes.
About your encounters with A Course in Miracles. So we've got a lot to share today as we celebrate A Course in Miracles and 50 years. And we'll come back and we'll tell the story and, you know, celebrate A Course in Miracles and what it's already been in society and in the world, and what it continues to be.
Yes.
Folks, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, we train your brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira, Direct Primary Care. Talking about ASIM today, A Course in Miracles. Stay with us here on Strategies. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's formally welcome our life strategist today. We still refer to him as a life strategist, but he's here, you know, so often that, you know, we ought to give him his co-host jacket.
Hat.
Yeah, give him his hat.
Although, good to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad you are back. Gary is a licensed clinical social worker in practice here in Shreveport. In the Shreveport-Bossier area for a long time. You and I go back a ways. I guess we first met when you were at Charter, the old Charter Forest back in the day. Way back, yeah.
Yes.
And not to mention his book, which he based on A Course in Miracles.
Oh, God, yes.
That with psychotherapy.
Yes. It's you know, A Course in Miracles has had that much of an influence on me. It's affected everything that I do, including the psychotherapy.
Yeah. It has that effect.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, let's tell the story because some people will have heard, some people that are listening to us now know exactly what A Course in Miracles is. And there are some people that are, I hear them, you know, saying to the radio, A Course in Miracles, what? What is that?
Yeah.
So let's start there.
Okay. Well, you know, Dr. Helen Schuckman and her boss, Bill Thedford, two medical psychologists at Columbia University, they had this wonderful but difficult relationship. They were like brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they were loved each other dearly, but they could
Get into it.
They could get into it. And after one of those getting into it experiences, I don't even remember which one, but one of them said, there has to be a better way.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Helen that said, there's got to be another way. There's got to be a better way. I think it was her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had been having this voice that she was familiar with in her head. And that voice said, you know, do you really mean that, or are you just blowing off steam? And she said, I think I really mean that. So... and then the next famous line, take notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just happened that she was a stenographer and knew how to do shorthand, something that most people don't even hear about anymore. But she was able to take shorthand for how many years? It was 7 years or something like that.
Yeah. The dictation process. And it was a little while. She began to have the, I guess we could call them downloads. It was a little while before she shared with her colleague, Bill Thedford. And I guess it was, you know, in some ways, the way the story's related, you know, she knew she was getting some fantastic stuff. Mm-hmm. But then there was another part of her, I guess the psychologist, and, you know, that questioned what's happening to me? What's going on?
Yes.
And so she had a pretty tough conversation for her with Bill Thedford and explained to him what she was getting. And I would think it probably, his response probably surprised her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it was pretty much, let's just go with it for a while and
yeah.
and see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And along the way, you know, questioning, are we psychotic and hearing voices?
Right.
It didn't yeah. seem like that, but yeah.
Now, the voice had identified itself to Helen mm-hmm. As it identified itself as Jesus.
Right.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
And I'm paraphrasing here from memory, mm-hmm. But what I remember is that he pretty much said to her, there's a few things that need to be corrected. Mm. A few things that the powers that be, you know, have not really gotten exactly the way I want it.
Right.
And so take notes. Here we go.
And we're going to correct some of those misconceptions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, A Course in Miracles is not meant to be a, it's not meant to be a religion of any sort. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty certain as I say this, it never will be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a teaching tool mostly. Another thing that I was going to bring up today that I thought about, as we've been preparing for this. You know, the timing of this was just so perfect.
Yes.
That quantum physics, you know, has been a big factor in validating a lot of what the Course is saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. Sometimes it's referred to as Buddhism.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Christian language.
Yeah.
And I think about the profound effect that, you know, some of the quantum physics that start becoming aware of in mainstream in our lifetime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is also what affected the Dalai Lama, where it was pointing in the same direction that the Buddhists were pointing to, the same direction that A Course in Miracles points to. That he got so involved in it, he's a respected physicist himself.
Yes, yes.
And so there's this confluence of, you know, and I look back and I think of it, we're ready. It's mm-hmm. it's what it's about. You know, yeah. when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so the way A Course in Miracles is organized, and when you get your copy of it, and you and I had this experience, you know you've got something special in your hands.
Yeah. I didn't get rid of the book.
No, nor did I. And it's actually, I guess we could say, three books within one volume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is a text. There is a workbook for students. And then there's a manual for teachers.
Right.
And, of course, it explains that everybody's a teacher.
Right.
So the manual for teachers is for, and everybody's a student.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody's a student. And so the text and the workbook actually go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the Buddhists talk about all suffering is in the mind. And when you learn how to think clearly, all suffering ends.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
And so the text is, you know, what is it, 666 pages, single space.
Right.
And but it's the explanation. Mm-hmm. And
but the power, the real transformative power.
Gosh.
Once you start understanding what he's actually talking about,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And experientially, you can do that.
That's what's so powerful to me, I think, about the addition of the workbook.
Yeah,
because it gives you that experience alongside.
That's it. And it's designed,
the richness of the text.
It's designed to be done over a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's designed to be done lesson a day.
At the minimum.
At the minimum. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you had, Lauren, you had the
oh my gosh.
You dove into it after you and I got together. Were you familiar at all with A Course in Miracles?
No, I had kind of a similar experience to the two of you actually at the first, introduction, because I remember you showing it to me for the first time.
Yeah.
When we had gotten together at some point and we read, the first page or two, and my response to it was, well, duh. Mm-hmm. It was just like this. Well, of course. It was almost a I've heard this before and a remembering sort of response.
Yeah.
And I guess egoically kind of just shoved it off like, oh, well, yeah, of course, I know this, right?
Right.
And it wasn't until, I think, when Gary brought Gary Renard back into town, when I got this, okay, it's time, because you talked
about...
Time
to get it off the shelf and the workbook.
It was through Gary that I realized that it had a workbook. Yeah. Like, I didn't even recognize at that point that it had a workbook attached to it.
Right.
Right? And so I thought, okay, I could do that. That would be something that I could really get involved in. And boy, I did it.
Dedicated the year.
To a year.
Yep.
And I actually didn't do it. It spread out because there were a couple days that I missed. But I remember hearing along the way, that's okay. You're on the right time. You are on the exact right time. And it was wild because at that point in my life, my grandfather was exiting.
Right.
Okay. And so it was fascinating for me to be doing the workbook and then maybe missing a page or two, a day or two. And then, but on the day that I would return, it was exactly in line with what was going on and what I needed. And, that process unfolded over a little over a year.
Yeah.
And after that, I heard, okay, now you write. And I my whole life I'd gotten urges, that insight, you have to write now. And so I would.
Yeah.
But this was different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And as you well know, what came through was very different.
And what continues to come through.
What continues to come through. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would be.
No.
I don't think that
It was a beautiful unfolding. It had to clear for me to hear clearly my guides to come through every day. Yeah.
Can we say synchronicity?
That comes up a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a miracle.
And you had used the word coincidence early.
Mm. Yeah.
Father, Son, and Holy Coincidence, right? Gary Thiemann and Lauren Leon McMillan, we are celebrating today 50 years of A Course in Miracles. When we come back, maybe it would be good to talk a little bit about, because maybe we think we know what a miracle is, Maybe we should focus a bit, Gary, on what is a miracle? Can we do that?
Sure.
Talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. More to come.
Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Gary Thiemann, David McMillan. Thank you for being with us as we celebrate 50 years of A Course in Miracles. And, you know, if you're interested in obtaining a copy of the course, where can't you get it, right? You can get it on Amazon. But
you can get the app and read it through there.
You can. Yeah. You can download the app, and it's free for you.
Yep.
It's published. The official publisher is the Foundation for Inner Peace. And they've done wonderful work with, with this, I'm going to call it a treasure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is an absolute treasure. 50 years, I think, is just a drop in the bucket. It's going to be, if human beings are doing our thing 200 years from now, 500 years from now, they're going to be engaging A Course in Miracles.
In that text that we're talking about, that 666 pages single space, I failed to mention that it's mostly in iambic pentameter.
Right. Yeah.
It's in Shakespearean prose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, one thing that tells me Helen didn't do that.
Right.
I don't know of any humans that could do that.
Yeah.
But also, there are some theories that, why is it in Shakespearean prose? And I've heard it explained, Gary Renard, a good friend of ours that has been so instrumental in this, that people are going to be studying Shakespeare forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so they're going to be familiar with that ability to read and understand that particular kind of prose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so there was some purposefulness in. I don't think anyone knows for sure, but it makes sense to me that they wrote it in a prose that we're going to be studying forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, A Course in Miracles. So how does A Course in Miracles define what a miracle is, Gary?
I simply think of it primarily, it's a return to authentic reality. We have this version in our mind that we grew up with, and what we normally think of in terms of a miracle as being this spectacular,
an extraordinary thing.
Yes, yes. And the truth of that is, it's almost kind of upside down. Mm-hmm. That the miracle is our reality.
Right.
The miracle is what is natural and normal to us. Not being able to, or being confined by the limits of the ego, is not our true natural state.
Right, right.
And so the miracle is, what should be natural and normal to us. I always think about that passage, if ye had but the faith of a mustard seed, you could mm-hmm. move mountains.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And if we just had an inkling of who we really are and what we really are.
How powerful we truly are.
Yes.
In fact, A Course says that if you're not experiencing miracles on a regular basis in your life, something's amiss.
Askew. Yes.
And again, that it's like the parables of Jesus, mm-hmm. if you think about it. All of them take what we think we know and kind of flip it.
Yes.
Turn it upside down. And so I have no problem at all knowing, that Jesus used parables as a major part of his instruction and his teaching. I have no problem at all as understanding, in the understanding that, well, Jesus dictated this
yes.
to Helen and Bill, thankfully, was the scribed it down as Helen spoke it to him.
And how dedicated they were. And
oh, my goodness.
You know, for 7 years.
On an IBM Selectric typewriter Bill Tedford.
In triplicate with carbon paper.
Yep. Yeah. So we're talking 50 years ago,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And in fact, the book has been out for 50 years. That's what we're celebrating right now.
Right.
Right.
But they started this like 10 years before that.
Correct. Sure. It took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while.
And when they had it, they didn't know if they should go public with it because it was such a unusual thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a gathering, several people that, you know, were brought together that were acquaintances and friends of Helen Schuckman and Bill Tedford. Among them, Ken Wapnick.
Wapnick was the huge influence on helping them understand they ought to get this out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to mention before we get too far away, we mentioned Gary Renaud. We mentioned your book.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, and this is my opinion, and this, I'm not speaking for you, Gary. I'm not speaking for you, Lauren. My opinion only. And based on my experience with A Course in Miracles, I could have used a runway. I think your book, Gary, is a runway that will get somebody on the correct runway towards taking off with A Course in Miracles. I think Gary Renaud's The Disappearance of the Universe also falls into that category.
And that's what did it for me.
Yeah.
You know,
John Mundy has written several books on A Course in Miracles. He has one that is kind of an introduction. So your book, the name of your book?
Miraculous Psychotherapy, How to Achieve Your Ultimate Happiness.
All right. And it's not an overwhelming book. Your book, and the thing that I really like about your book, is you wrote it? Was one of your purpose in mind as what I'm calling a runway?
Oh, yes.
To the course.
Yes, yeah. Just to get and actually, initially, primarily, I was thinking in terms of my clients,
right,
that I was working with, to give them something to, you know, some practical ways to start thinking about this stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you hit them with the big stuff, it's almost too, and it was for me, too much to comprehend.
Yeah.
Too much to kind of take in. And so we do need kind of an introduction to the process.
Yeah. Yeah. I should also mention that you do a weekly group that meets.
Yes.
It's on Sunday evenings. Talk a little bit about that.
5 o'clock at All Souls here in town, and it's open to who's ever interested. I will warn you that occasionally we have circumstances that, you know, for the church is busy or something like that, and we don't have, and so we also Zoom the meeting as
right.
well.
And there are some people who regularly attend by Zoom.
Yes.
Just because of distance
yes.
from, you know, so, but I really recommend people to come at least once or twice in person.
I prefer that. And, you know, it's a more personal experience, but we currently have one regular that's been coming for a while that she's out of Houston. She just joins us with Zoom every time.
Right.
And,
right.
And how wonderful that we have these capacities now that whether it's here in town or whether it's somewhere else, you know, we've had people from North Carolina and all over the country that participate in our groups at times.
Right.
But also we can do it on Zoom. You know, if there's anything good that came out of COVID, maybe
that was
learning
one
how
of
to
them.
Do Zoom.
There you go.
Was one of them that, even when the church is occupied and we can't have that space, we still do our Zoom meeting. Yeah.
And there's no cost associated with the gathering in this group. It's just come and participate every Sunday evening.
Yes.
5 o'clock, right?
Yes. And you know, I've recently discovered there's a another meeting on Thursdays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Unity Church here in town as well.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I went to that one today.
All right. So, again, you know, and I think that you're going to see more and more participation in and activity around A Course in Miracles. I mean, we're making a deal about it today, 50 years. But in the course of human history,
I don't think it's ever been more needed or important.
Totally agreed.
Yeah.
But 50 years is nothing. It's young.
Yeah.
It's very, very young.
Yes.
Yeah.
It, you know, the Shakespearean prose aspect of it, they were fully expecting that this is going to be around for hundreds of years and a factor for hundreds of years.
Right.
Sure.
And I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing we actually see is real. Yeah. And
nothing real can be threatened.
Nothing real can be threatened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing unreal exists, right?
Yeah. Paraphrasing a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're quoting better than I am.
It's one of
She's been studying more regularly.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my favorite kind of mantras that it pulls me back.
Yeah.
Another one is, you know, this need not be.
Yeah.
That's one of my other mantras that I've pulled from it that centers me.
Yeah. I guess one of the things, we got to take a break here, so maybe we need to continue this conversation into the next. But one of the things that Jesus seems to be pointing out is that this is really, you know, about one of the things that the church went off on a tangent about was really a lot of what he came to teach involved helping people to change their mind. And as it turns out, you know, the church focuses a lot on not so much the mind as
behavior.
Yeah. And so maybe we got to take a quick break here, but maybe when we come back, we'll start there.
Sounds good.
Like okay. That. We are we're celebrating tonight 50 years of A Course in Miracles. It's out from you can get it wherever you where you buy books. Out from the Foundation for Inner Peace. That's the official publisher of A Course in Miracles. We're celebrating it, talking about it this evening here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio.
Welcome back in. I'm chuckling. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Yeah, we do all need strategies. And I'm chuckling because Gary Thiemann, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we're talking tonight about A Course in Miracles and 50 years in. Talk about some strategies for living.
Amen.
So, one
this,
of the,
this is the playbook.
It truly is.
Just as a side note, you're all smiling and laughing.
Yeah.
By the way, the etymology of the word miracle.
Yeah.
It roots back to, I think it's SM. Anyway, it means to smile or laugh.
Oh wow!
I did not know that.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's very reflective, if you will, of the laughing Buddha, perhaps.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Jesus pointed out was this is successful living, healthy living involves changing your mind. It doesn't necessarily involve tremendous suffering, although a lot of humans do experience a lot of suffering. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could say needlessly.
Well, and as the Buddha say, life is suffering. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the prescriptions, you might say, that allows us to get the treatment that leads us out of that suffering.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the path to enlightenment then is to lighten up. That's what you're suggesting.
I like that. And we were talking earlier, too, about you know, you and I, David, particularly, it was difficult getting started with this thing. And it wasn't until our friend, now friend, Gary Renard wrote, and we became aware of his book called The Disappearance of the Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one jumped out at me at Barnes & Noble one evening. In fact, it was wonderful to get Gary to autograph, you know, the first time you brought him into town. And he said, well, this is one of the originals. because later a publisher picked it up and a bigger publisher picked it up and republished it. But his original publication jumped out at me one evening. At first, I had no idea it was connected to A Course in Miracles and all. Yeah.
And, you know, I love that title because, and I use it as an example when people are, you know, trying to understand the power of their mind. Mm-hmm. And most people really don't appreciate just how powerful our minds are.
Yeah.
But the title of that book, The Disappearance of the Universe, is Gary Renard is pointing out specifically as the course teaches that everything is a product and a projection of our mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that
all of life, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
And that the collective mind that we all are part of is what produces the whole concept of the universe. Mm-hmm. And if so, you know, for me, that's a wonderful example and to understand just how powerful our minds are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not a product of the universe. We created the universe.
Yes.
Right.
And even in our conscious mind, the universe itself is beyond our comprehension.
Right.
And, you know, we have our little corner of the universe that we, you know, can
we call ours. Yeah. Yeah.
And
that we imagine ourselves to be in. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
and we can go to, but, you know, when you really start imagining or learning about the numbers, the vast numbers that you talk about when it comes to understanding the universe, it's incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet it's our mind that created it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's tap into that.
Yeah. 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 I think it was Schrodinger who said the total number of minds in the universe is one.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was... not just coincidence, I now understand that at one time I worked quite a bit with what used to be called multiple personality disorders,
mm-hmm.
and now called dissociative identity disorders. But it was hard for many in our own profession to comprehend that this one person, this one mind, could have such drastically different personalities.
Right.
And now I come to understand it's kind of a fractal. It's kind of a minor version of what the whole thing
the
whole, is.
It's a micro of the macro, so to speak.
Then. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you have any, you know, doubts about the power of your mind, remember that collectively we created the universe and individually we create our life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, if people are listening to us and we're all looking at the end of one year, the beginning of a new year,
getting close
cycle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're looking for something that has the potential and the power to
change your life,
Yes. And that may sound like, wow. Those are big words, David.
Yeah. You know, it's not just hyperbole though.
No, it's accurate. Yeah.
Now, I will, Gary and Lauren and I have all been honest. Each one of us had a similar experience in the first encounter. So take it slow. My recommendation, I think, not speaking for you, Gary, but you wrote one of these. So you may want to get A Course in Miracles and get one of the Runway books. Get your book, which is available on Amazon, and or get a copy of Disappearance of the Universe.
Was huge in my development with this. Yeah, yeah.
Do be ready for some surprises there too.
I mean, because I think what it's designed to be is really a course in opening and changing your mind.
Absolutely.
And which, yeah. Gary, as you said, our mind is such an incredibly powerful thing that when you do change that, everything in your life changes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the power to create the universe. Mm-hmm. Just imagine what it can do when you know how to use it for your own life.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So how many people through the years have you, Gary, you've been sharing A Course in Miracles both in your practice and in your personal life for many years. How many people has A Course in Miracles turned upside their lives upside down in a very positive way?
Oh, it's and as a psychotherapist, you know, we're constantly thinking in terms of how do we use our mind to create a better life.
Yeah.
And in fact, my editor of my little book and the editor of The Disappearance of the Universe, Patrick, he acknowledges this. He's a perfect example that he suffered with depression and difficulty throughout his life. And what treatment couldn't do for him, the course did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's one of the most underutilized resources we have in mental health.
Agreed. Agreed. But I do think, again, 50 years young, mm-hmm. We haven't seen anything yet.
Yes.
Of what is to come as A Course in Miracles works on 100 and 150 and 200. A Course in Miracles, we're celebrating 50 years of it today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Gary Thiemann. We are celebrating A Course in Miracles, 50 years on the planet today. Gary, we've covered a lot, and yet in terms of A Course in Miracles, ooh, and we haven't covered anything.
Oh, we're scratching the surface.
We're barely scratching the surface. But what do you really want people to take away from listening to our conversation today and maybe getting the first hearing of something called A Course in Miracles? What do you want people to take away?
This might sound a little bit strange, but I want them to be lighthearted about this. Mm. I want them to just allow themselves to explore the possibility of this. And you don't have to believe it. Just expose yourself to it. And in fact, in the course itself, he talks about, you don't have to believe this.
Right.
Just engage and let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy that it's attributed to way back in the day had a saying, and it went something like this. Measure it by the fruits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you do what you're recommending, Gary, be lighthearted about it. Take it slow and easy, but watch the fruits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Watch what it will produce in life for you.
Yes.
And maybe that's all we need to do.
And I appreciate, too, that, you know, people don't realize that I think Jesus really was a very lighthearted guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He probably had a smile. Probably had a smile on his face most of the time.
That miracle. He
had a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you. Gary, thank you. Lauren, Gary. Thank you. Folks, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira, Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Gary Thiemann, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.